This podcast is only made possible from donations from listeners like you. To support the new show, visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Thank you. Hey, news listeners, welcome to your Thursday edition of the BTN News Show. It is the 14th of October, 2021. We've got the best technology news that's been going on the past couple of days, and it's coming your way in about 5 minutes. All right, we kind of knew this was coming. Yes, another Apple event. Ain't that far away either. It's going to be held on October 18th. Now, when the event was announced, they sent out their usual things. You know, this one's called Unleashed, and it looks like something out of Star Wars at hyperspeed. What we're expecting to see at the event is a new 14 and 16 inch MacBook Pro. Though, of course, like anything in Apple fashion, none of that's been confirmed yet. We're also hoping to see that those 14 and 16 inch MacBook Pros will have the new M1X processors. Because if rumors are believed true, those things are going to be super duper powerful. 10 CPU cores we're hearing about there, with 8 of those being performance ones. Of course, there may be other things we'll see too, third generation basic AirPods, along the lines of other hardware. Now, not to be outdone, Samsung says, okay, yeah, we've got one too. It's going to be a couple of days later. We don't want to compete with Apple. Yeah, Samsung has sent out their invitations for their next event on October 20th, calling it Galaxy Unpacked Part 2. Now, rumors are saying that maybe not being all new Galaxy phones, we actually might be seeing iterations of existing ones as well. In fact, we actually have seen some hints of new colors for Galaxy phones, or maybe even customization options. For Samsung's sake, I hope their event goes down pretty well, because they're following two biggies, yes, Apple and Google's Pixel 6 event. 1Password users, here's a feature that you're really gonna love. Password sharing, yeah, hasn't always been the easiest thing to do. It's not supposed to be either. That is, of course, if you care about security and privacy. But 1Password wants to tackle that and still make it easy. That's why now 1Password has a feature that will let you safely share your passwords with just a link. The new feature is called Psst. Oh, really, that's what it's called. Psst. It's actually short for Password Secure Sharing Tool. And most password users have been saying, yes, we need something like this, and they've been requesting it for a very, very long time. In fact, 36% said that we need this feature, particularly in workplaces. So how Psst will work? It allows you to share credentials with anybody, generating a link. And that is even if they don't have a 1Password account. You can even choose how long the link remains valid, from 1 hour to even 30 days. The only thing it would be nice to see is if personal and business accounts could actually share passwords with one another. Unfortunately, so far though, that's not a feature. And finally, Windows 11 and Microsoft. They've been saying, hey, if your system doesn't run Windows 11 or you try to make it run Windows 11, we're not going to do anything. You can just sit there, you can keep it, no updates, no nothing for you. Well, it looks like some of those might have been empty threats. We can see this now because of the first update for Windows 11 rolling out. That's the KB500-6674. Seems it was actually delivered to computers that didn't even meet requirements for Microsoft. Really? In fact, the folks over there at GHAX attempted to actually download and install the update, and they did this on all hardware that shouldn't be supported. Now, there has been a few people out there that did try to install it, and they still get that message. You know, this PC doesn't meet the minimum requirement, blah, 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 blah. However, though, at least so far so good, if you are on an older machine and decide to chance it with Windows 11, it looks like you probably will be supported, at least somewhat, and at least for now. Have you got a story and no one else is listening? Send it our way, britishtechnews@gmail.com. Our website, britishtechnetwork.com. Find all the BTN podcasts over there. And britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions is where you can support the new show. This show needs your donations to keep going each and every month. So if you love this show and love what we do, please consider donating today. You can also, of course, find the British Tech Network on Facebook at British Tech Network, on Twitter at British Tech, and our community over at the BTN Slack room by going to britishtech.slack.com. The new show, of course, will be back for your Friday edition tomorrow, getting you caught up with the best technology news that's going to be going on. But until then, hope you have a fantastic Thursday, and thank you so much, as always, for listening.